In the lead-up to the congressional primary election next week, Don Young is facing his most serious re-election challenge in many years. APRN's Lori Townsend has more on the three-way Republican primary race for Alaska's lone seat in the U.S. House of Representatives.
Don Young is raising a lot of money for his campaign effort, but much of it is bleeding out the door as quickly as it's coming in to attorneys battling investigations into Young's conduct. So far, more than $1 million has been paid to lawyers because he is under a criminal investigation regarding a Florida earmark and his ties to former VCO head Bill Allen. Young says he will be vindicated. And for now, he's focused on the issues. He says costly energy and the dependence on foreign supplies is one of the biggest problems facing the nation. But he says we don't get it.
We are probably the dumbest group of people collectively in the world. The price of oil dropped. It was $145, and now it's down to $122, and everything. Oh, this all is gone. They don't understand the peak oil concept. The demand worldwide, and we put ourselves right back into the lap of those that we buy oil from.
Young says if legislation to open ANWR had passed 10 years ago, gas would be 55 cents cheaper at the pump today. Young supports more hydropower, liquefied coal, and small-scale nuclear plants like the reactor being proposed for Galena. Although his challenger, Sean Parnell, is pulling strong polling numbers, Young abruptly ended an interview with APRN DC reporter Libby Casey when she asked a question about a tough primary battle.
Who says I'm facing a tough battle in the primary?
Let me rephrase. You're facing a tougher challenge in the primary than you have in recent years.
I'm facing the second primary I've ever had, and I will win the primary, and I'll win the general election. You don't need Captain Zero. You need somebody that can do the job back here, and I'm one that can do the job, have been doing the job. Again, it's not about me. It's about the state. That's enough. I've said all I'm going to say.
Okay.
I'd say we're through.
Okay.
We're through.
Okay.
Sean Parnell is currently the lieutenant governor for Alaska, but he also served two terms in the Alaska House and one in the Senate, and he worked in the state's division of oil and gas. Parnell has had a law practice in Alaska since 1987. He says he's running against Don Young because he wants to bring fiscal sanity back to Washington. He says Alaskans have lost faith in their leadership.
Without that trust, there is no foundation for policy. So, and also when you have leadership that goes for out of control spending without regard to the deficit we're leaving our children, the debt that they're going to have to pay, I think that's irresponsible. That's something I want to change.
Parnell says the high cost of fuel is the number one problem facing Alaska. He says he believes Governor Palin's gas tax suspension plan and $1,200 cash payment to all Alaskans is good short-term relief. But he says the federal government also needs to help by reducing taxes.
Why not leave more tax dollars in taxpayer hands? Why not increase the dependents exemption from $3,500 to $7,000? Why not take down tax rates for individuals? That puts real dollars in people's hands. And then we can talk about the energy options as well with respect to increasing supply, developing our own resources that we have here that we're so rich with, and also increasing supply and decreasing demand.
Parnell says more offshore exploration in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas and speeding North Slope gas to market should be a big priority. He says he wants to change the nation's view of Alaska from a state that takes too many federal dollars to one that brings value to the country. Kodiak lawmaker Gabrielle Ledoux is also challenging Don Young, and like the other two candidates, Ledoux thinks energy is the big issue and ANWR is the answer.
But of course, at the same time, you can't forget alternative energy sources. And in Alaska, we are really lucky here in Alaska. We have such an abundance of alternative energy sources. And then finally, you can't forget conservation. And what happened in Juneau when their hydro went down a couple of months ago actually shows that conservation can work.
Ledoux says if she is elected to Congress and Democrats maintain the majority, she will be able to comfortably work across party lines. She says although earmarks have taken on a negative connotation recently, it's unrealistic to think they can and should be eliminated.
As far as I'm concerned, I mean, that's an essential reason why you're going to Congress in order to try to get a fair shake for your communities. Yes, there have been some problems with the earmarking process. There may have been some abuses, but that doesn't mean you throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Ledoux says she thinks Alaskans are tired of the same old style of politics and are ready for change. The primary election will be held on August 26th. In Anchorage, I'm Lori Townsend.
Tune in this week for stories on the Republican and Democratic primary matchups in both congressional races up for grabs this election season.